It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
If you've been dealt those terrible words, you have cancer and you're starting to look around for treatments and you're not sure you want to go the way of traditional, conventional treatments, chemotherapy, radiation, there might be other options out there for you. My guest is Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. He is the founder of the Brzezinski Clinic, where he works with terminally ill patients and is widely known for his independent documentary that's gone viral, Brzezinski is Cancer is Serious Business. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brzezinski. So let me just start by asking you to tell us about your research and discovery in the 70s that changed the face of the way some cancers are treated.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you today. Back in the 70s, I believed that our body has different protection system against cancer, not only immune system, but also the system which is composed of genes, such as tumor suppressor genes. Well, genes produce chemicals which you can identify in blood, and that's what we did. We identified a group of small proteins or peptides which were missing in the blood of patients with cancer. We isolated them, submitted to numerous tests. We are granted funding by the National Cancer Institute at that time, and found that these chemicals, they can kill cancer cells without killing normal cells, which was something remarkable. We found later on that they work as molecular switches. They were turning off the activity of the genes which are causing cancer and turning on defense against cancer, which are tumor suppressor genes. That's how it started. And then since then, we proceeded with standard development of the medications, going through preclinical research and a number of different clinical trials.
Well, it would seem to me, Dr. Brzezinski, that genetics is becoming the key to so many of the ills that we suffer as a society, and wow, this is really fascinating. So speak about your anti-neoplastins a little bit. What are they intended to do? How does the treatment work? Because listeners want to know what they can expect. They think of typical chemotherapy, which attacks regular cells as well as the cancer cells, you know, quite toxic to the body, hair loss, vomiting, everything that goes with it. Tell us what is different about your treatment.
Well, simply speaking, the current treatment, they treat the name of cancer. For instance, the patient comes with advanced non-small type of lung cancer, and everybody is supposed to receive the same treatment, period. It's a totalitarian approach, and it's not working, of course, because everybody is different. What we are trying to treat are the genes which are causing cancer. We are treating sick genes. In average cancer, you have about 80 abnormal genes which are causing cancer, and numerous other genes which are quote-unquote hijacked by these genes. So what we are trying to do is to identify which genes are causing cancer in the individual patient and use combination of medications which will treat these genes. So this is individuals. A personalized cancer treatment, which should work very well if you have a patient who have the right genomic signature for the treatment.
Okay, so these targeted therapies, and you also do a personalized target therapy. Explain what that is.
Basically, whatever we use is oriented on the genes. Our initial discovery, the medications which we discovered at the very beginning, they cover about 100 different genes, and it happens that these genes are quite common in many different cancers. On the top of that, we are using medications which are now available as gene-targeted therapy. We are selecting them based on genomic analysis.
So are you targeting cancer cell growth, or are you actually killing the cancer cells?
Well, in order to cure cancer, you have to eliminate cancerous stem cells. This is a small population of cancer cells which contain the blueprint how to build cancerous tumor. And that's what we are trying to ultimately eliminate. Once we are successful, the patient can survive not only over 5 years cancer-free, but over 20 or 25 years and live normal life.
And if you can target at the genetic, you know, back of the cancer cells, then does it reduce the possibility, Dr. Brzezinski, that those same cells will come up with cancer again, because they call it remission, and then they say, okay, but those cells, you know, in your lymph system or whatever, could come up with the cancer again. Does this reduce that possibility at all?
Absolutely, at least in some patients in whom cancerous stem cells are eliminated. If the patient is tumor-free, for instance, after 3 months of treatment, and he's surviving over 20 years, and he's still tumor-free and lives normal life, how can you call it? The patient is free from cancer for so many years, there's no way to discover any trace of cancer in his body. So this means that his cancerous stem cells and regular cancerous cells were eliminated from his body.
So tell me, Dr. Brzezinski, why is this not, I mean, is this an accepted by the medical community, a new accepted practice, very exciting genetic therapy, or is it sort of looking sideways at right now?
Well, there's a blackout of information about our work. I can't even talk about details of this interview because I could be accused of breaking some regulations. So really, for some reason, the government does not want the people to know that such treatment exists. And this was very well explained in documentaries. Why it happened, there's always resistance historically against new treatments, and especially if you are talking about cancer. We are doing our best to present it to medical community. We are going to the most important cancer meetings and present it to the other doctors. We are publishing extensively. But when this will be accepted, it's just a matter of time, I believe. We need to simply convince even more doctors that this is the right way to treat.
Why do you think that people, you have to convince them? I mean, here I'm just talking to you for a few minutes. You've convinced me because I think genetics is really the wave of the future. Why do you have to convince everybody?
Well, that's a human nature. Every medical breakthrough was going through extremely difficult times, and the people don't realize it because they can see the glory, but they don't see suffering of the pioneer who introduced the treatment. It always happened, and it's happened in our case. We are exposed to probably some of the harshest harassment from any possible medical society,
wow.
From the governments, from whatever. And why is this? Because this is a great breakthrough, because this is going to change how the treatment is delivered. It can still save numerous human lives, even at this moment. And that's why there's such a terrible resistance, because ultimately it's going to be translated to billions of dollars, which pharmaceutical company may not get, because who will be using the treatments which are not as effective?
So in the last minute or so, tell us about your documentary, where people can get more information.
Well, certainly, they can contact us. We have toll-free number, which is 1-800-714-7181, 1-800-714-7181. They can also go to internet, which is cancermed.com. They can contact us, and we'd be glad to give them a lot of information.
And the documentary is on cancermed.com?
I believe it is, yes, but we'd be glad to send them documentary also if they ask for it.
So you can find out more information at cancermed.com, and it's the BrzezinskiClinic.com as well. You know, find out, listeners, because genetic therapies are certainly something we're looking at. It's the wave of cancer treatment, and so do your research, you know, find out, be your own best patient advocate. That is always certainly our best advice here at Radio MD. You're listening to the show Staying Well. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and of course, scroll around, check out all our great shows. Learn something with us. That's what it's all about, learning and staying well.